Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing people. Woo! Here we are together again. Awesome Sunday with Conscious Creation. I love you. I love you all so much. Can you feel it? Ooh, just take it in. Well, why am I so giddy? 1 week from yesterday, next Saturday, my daughter will be getting married in my backyard. And we have been hot and heavy moving her into her new home, which is 5 minutes from me. And it's just a beautiful home, and they've done a beautiful job putting it together. And I'm hoping, like this house for me, this will be her forever home. So just know next Sunday, I will be there with you the day after my daughter has her big celebration in my backyard. Very joyful time in our family. Because of some various programs that I've been doing, I have several new people, and they all want to know, again, what are some of the best programs to start with. I would tell anybody any of the self-love programs. When your self-love is in place, and I've got an interesting piece of information for you about that, the creation process is easier and bigger and better. So any of the self-love things that are offered on the website. And this was interesting. The channel said the webinar called The Fear of Fear, which, quite frankly, I hadn't even remembered that we had done. Shame on me. But so I'm going to go back and listen to it, because that's one of the big recommendations from the channel. And of course, private sessions. The best deal is the yearly private sessions. Of course, the Christmas special is over. A private session now is a half an hour for $150 and worth every cent, I think. If anybody has a different vote about that, you can let me know today. Okay, the upcoming webinar, not till April, because, well, I have a wedding, and as soon, then I have Sunday with you, and then Monday I go off to do a film, and from the film I go off to do a convention. So March is pretty under, so our next webinar is on the teenager, April 19th. Now, this is interesting. The difference between the little child and the teenager is the teenager is more about what was done to us versus what we were taught or modeled, which makes sense, right? And how that reinforced what we were taught and modeled. So again, you know, your brain locked in around your self-esteem and your self-image and how you think the world works pretty much by 8 years old. Then we move into our prepubescent, horrible, ridiculous hormonal times, and into our teenager, and whatever happens there is a direct mirror of what we were taught in our early years, which just locks in even more the pattern that we and the perceptions of how we see the world working. Okay, now I've got some more information for you about the intrinsic data fields. Again, just starting to work with this. It's a new field. Doesn't deal with the electrical world that we've been dealing with, and it affects it, and they both affect each other. So the intrinsic data field, only positive. The channel brought forward that the IDF field is the natural order of things in health, abundance, happiness. This is what is going to allow us to realize, accept, create, and live physical health in our lifetimes. They won't let me use the word healing, guys, because if you're healing something, something's wrong. And in the intrinsic data field, there isn't anything wrong. It's only positive. Okay. So then they took me to core belief number 10. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here, or I want to move forward, but I'm stuck here. And they took me to that to bring me the information that the intrinsic data fields literally was creation in the moment. And the channel has told us for a long time, in this moment of right now is the only moment you create in. Look in the future, don't look in the past. If you have a vision board, that's created in this moment right now already. Okay. So they also want you to know that the intrinsic data fields creates and reinforces self-love and literally is the field of self-love. And we know that that is the primary core of all of our creation. The more we love who we are and the God that we are, and the light that we are, the more proficiently we create for ourselves. Is there anything else? Can I go to the callers? All righty. That was some pretty awesome information I thought they brought in for you today. And we're off. Make sure you have your question ready, please. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Thank you for that, and how wonderful that your daughter is getting married. That's such joy for all of us.
Yep. Thank you.
So this week, as you know, I had that, I don't expect you to remember everything, but I've had this whole issue with my home in New Mexico, and this week I heard from the bank that I needed to vacate, which is, I believe, an indication that this goes in the past, not to move forward with any further motions. Or my question is, have I done all I can do to get what's mine from this whole experience financially? And is it time for me to just let it go?
Okay, well, those are two questions.
Okay, so is there anything more for me to do?
Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switch? We're getting the highest information. Okay. I get that this is a closure for you in more ways than you can imagine, and it's time to move on. Yes,
Thank you.
Gotten everything that you can get. Yes, you had to go through this. What lessons do you think you've learned from going through this? Because that's where the big, that's where the money is, the lessons. Hold on, they want me to go to a core belief here. Okay, they're saying that this taught you or brought to light a pattern of yours which you kept betraying yourself with.
God, I hope that's true. Yes, the thing I think I've seen now that you say that particularly is that I have lied to myself. Like I started
yes.
lying to myself as a child, and I just never stopped.
Yep, you got it, babe. Wow. Look, if that's the gift that came out of this, whatever you had to deal with was worth it. I mean, that's literally life-changing, Johanna. You know that, right?
Yes.
Hello? You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I just, you know, I had done that for so long that it's like, you know, somebody told you the sky's really been pink.
Oh, I know, honey. That's what this work is all about, is
yeah.
bringing ourselves into our own enlightenment.
Yeah.
That is huge. So then what is your positive direction? To the God of you. I'm the powerful God of me that always speaks truth to myself.
I am the powerful God of me that always speaks truth to myself and knows what to do.
Well, if you speak truth to yourself, you know what to do. But yeah, if you want to add that, that's fine, they said. Now, go to your love place and match that statement, feel the love that statement is. That's what creates the truth for you. Okay?
Yes, that is
all right.
True. Thank you.
You bet. You bet, sweet. That was amazing. And I think that's a great claim for all of us, guys. She just gave all of us a great truth. I speak my highest truth to me as the God I am. Amazing. Wow. Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi,
congratulations.
Babe. Thank
you. Know,
you.
For your daughter and everything. It's very exciting and wonderful and have a place to live even more exciting.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah. My question is about all the storms that are coming in to, you know, I'm in the Bay Area, and we're always like the bullseye for the all these atmospheric rivers.
Yeah.
So what I was wondering what the channel has to say about that, and I also see in myself, you know, God has abandoned me. You know,
well,
that's what it's bringing up for me.
But you see, you are God. And that's
yes.
the first thing, when you ask that question, that's the first thing that came in, is the majority of the energy has abandoned itself by not taking responsibility for the world we live in.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been hearing for years and years and, well, over a decade now, we have to address climate change. We have to address what we as people are doing to the world we live in. And everybody goes, yeah, well, it won't happen in my lifetime. Yeah, well, they're overstating it. Yeah, well, that's politics. The second thing is, coming in so fast, there's two and three. The second thing is the weather, and they've told us this a lot of times, the weather is an expression of the anger in the world. And then number three is that, this is so interesting, everybody's balancing me. This is the highest understanding, yeah. Number three is that climate is literally trying to wash out the anger. Clean it out. Clean it out is a higher word.
Yeah.
You know, but honey, if the glaciers are melting and the sea level's going up, we're going to experience it. And the people close to water are going to experience it even more. It's just,
yeah,
it's just a fact. So everybody ask yourselves right now, are you recycling? Are you watching how much water you use? Are you separating your food from your trash? Are you on top of your anger and how you see the world? Because most of the United States right now sees our country in conflict with each other. And so what are we creating more of? We're creating more conflict, this time with the natural order of things. It all starts within you guys. Do your part. You know, don't go into judgment about the rest of the world. Hold yourselves accountable to what you're doing. I mean, how many of you in the breathing exercise or in your daily practice include the state of the climate, the state of peace and joy that affects the climate and everything else? I want to remind you about the amazing phrase, I believe the statement came in during a webinar, I am the United States of America that loves itself. That's not how most of us are choosing to look at it. So we get to experience what we're creating, guys. And we're the answer. Yeah, go ahead.
What's really interesting is when Mike came on the call, it really started to rain. It's like the cloud burst opened, and here we are.
Well, so what do you want, Paula?
Just, I do want to wash away the anger and have peace and, you know, people and just, and self-love and love, you know, that's what I really do want. And I want the planet to be healthy.
We don't want to wash it away. We just want to create the state of it.
Yes.
And we want a balance. I am the balance in the climate of the world. I am it. Now, can you feel love around that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
That's what I will meditate on and just radiate that out.
Great. I invite all of us to do that, please. Do the work. It's not just about you guys. It's about the world, this work we're doing. Thank you, Paula. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Vicki in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good morning.
Hi, baby cakes. What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to say that your private sessions are worth every penny.
I can attest
to that.
Thank you, Vicki. So, yeah, they've been pretty off the charts lately, I got to say. Thank you.
Yeah, and the teenager thing came up for me too. So yeah, so that I want to do that webinar. Anyway, my question is, why do I have a toothache on my upper right, very back molar? I've had it for about 2 weeks now. It was really bad in the beginning, and then I started just chewing on the other side, and it's better, but it's, you know, just kind of tender. So
okay. So what are you, quote unquote, chewing on? Yeah. What are you chewing on, metaphorically?
Whether to take a trip to Arizona, and I'm nervous about traveling. And I kind of don't want to go.
Are you nervous about traveling?
I just have a lot of anxiety. I'm
okay.
Not,
well, they're taking me to the core belief. number nine, yeah. I have to leave to be safe. But they're changing that to, I have to be safe before I leave.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Look, let me tell you, I travel everywhere.
I'm
never
not afraid of getting sick.
That's a true statement. So what's your anxiety about? What are you worried about, Vicki?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's find out.
I've been really indecisive.
Book, give me a song.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. So somehow travel equals not being happy.
Yeah.
I used to love to travel.
And
I'm going straight to your dad. So what does he have to do with traveling not being happy?
Well, I think he wasn't so excited about driving from Arizona to California every summer and, you know, with three kids in the back seat. When are we going to get there? And I think it was a little stressful.
Okay, so it's stressful.
Yeah.
So travel is stressful. That's what you got. Now, you put that away for a long time. What happened to plug that into you again about 5-6 years ago? It was partly the pandemic.
I always travel by myself, which I used to not mind at all, but I think I've gotten so I just don't want to do it by myself all the time.
No, that's not it.
That's not it. Oh.
This is what the pandemic did, guys. Oh, my God, I'm not in control. I might get sick. Something might happen. I don't know what's going to happen, so we all better stay home.
Yeah.
And it plugged you in to, if you don't know what's going to happen, you go into stress, Vicki.
Yeah, that's true. I make a mountain out of a molehill sometimes.
I mean, you're not creating what you want. You're not saying, okay, this is BS, Vicki. You've traveled by yourself for years and years and years and years and loved it. What do you want? I am the God of me who knows that travel is easy and joyful. Let me tell you, before I get on a plane, I direct everybody on the plane, everybody working the plane, driving the plane, directing the plane in any way, for the plane itself and the air we fly through, I claim I am divine love. And I arrive in blah, blah, on time and joyfully and safely. I'm telling you, I never freaking have a problem.
Okay.
But then I'm not focused on the stress of traveling.
Ping everyone.
I'm focused on creating what I want.
Yeah.
Okay?
See, I just thought of another thing.
Okay.
Is that part of it is that my aunt used to always pick me up at the airport, and she's 90 now, so she's not driving as, you know, much anymore, and I have to ask somebody else to pick me up, and I don't know who to ask, although there are people.
Why don't you just take it? Why don't you just call an Uber? Oh, damn.
It's about an hour away.
Yeah,
it's about an hour away.
That could be expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, so start telling yourself, I know exactly who to call.
Okay, all right.
And then ask your aunt, do you have a friend who can pick me up? Do you know somebody who could pick me up?
Yeah,
but
okay.
But you see, you can't, your brain can't give you that, guys, when you say, I don't know.
Right.
I'm telling you, I do this with Lanny all the time. He loses his stuff all the time. And I say, just tell yourself you know where it is. And he'll come in a half hour and he'll go, okay, I found it. It's crazy, but it works. Okay, Vicki?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Vicki. Thank you very much, and have fun at the wedding.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have a ball. Bye-bye.
All right.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I didn't mean to cut you off. So I have to tell you guys really quick. This is how the universe talks to you. I was watching Rookie Feds the other night, and one of the characters said, I don't know, I'm just worried about it. And the other character looked at her and said, worry is a negative prayer. Well, that shot me energetically across the room. I got up, got a piece of paper, and wrote it down. Worry is a negative prayer. What a great way to say it, right? I just loved it. Gina in California. Well, hold on. Let me get you on here. You're on now.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
That's a great place to start. So I'm waking up really what I call with a cloud over my head. And so I did my connection this morning. By the way, everything that you've talked about so far, I love. But I feel like I'm not, like there's like an, I'm resisting allowing myself to love myself. I don't know what's going on.
No,
I feel like I'm in a negative pattern.
Not where we're going. So why is she waking up with a, okay, well, it has something to do with the portals. That's what you're resisting.
Going into different portals in the night?
Well, yeah. And why do we do that? So that we integrate with all our energy on all planes.
Ooh.
So we're more powerful in this lifetime because all of our energy and all time, space, dimension, and universes are integrated into us so that we're all working together. Don't fight it. Just say before you go to sleep, I accept it, and this is why I'm doing it, and it's going to empower me, and I love it.
That simple.
It's that simple.
There's nothing else?
That's the
right
question.
I feel like I'm ruminating about negative things with my sisters as well.
Sorry, hold on. Everybody balance? Anybody switch? I get a no. But what do you think you would be ruminating about negative? What negative things do you think you're ruminating about?
Feeling depressed. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. I'm ruminating about that I shouldn't feel this way.
With your sister.
It should be different. Maybe.
Well, what that has in common
is
that you are not integrating. you are not integrating with their energy. You are fighting their energy.
Right, that's right.
And we want to work with other energy. And guys, you cannot work with other energy if you judge it.
Okay.
All you have to do is look at Congress to see that.
Okay.
You know, we've got together with all energy, right, to create.
Yes.
And this is part of the power of working with the IDF fields. Which, by the way, you can do with your sinuses, they're saying, Gina. Start working with the IDFs because they're accentuating, the channel is accentuating the IDF fields with physical health and creating the state of physical health.
So how do you start working with the IDF?
Well,
I went all through that
earlier today in the beginning of the show and last week. Did you hear last week's show? Go listen to it. Go listen to it again.
All right, perfect.
I want to learn a little bit more, and then I will probably do a webinar just so everybody has a really thorough understanding. But according to the channel, this is our next huge leap. All right, baby.
So as far as my sisters, I would love to. As far as integrating with my sister's negative energy,
no,
don't judge it. So I just did. I just judged it.
You don't want to integrate with their negative energy.
No, I don't.
Well, then don't direct that. What do you want?
So you've got to
you know this work. What do you want? Do you want to get along with them or not?
I want to resolve things. I want to resolve things so I can move away.
Fixing. That goes into fixing.
Okay.
And we're not supposed to fix, Gina. Create.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys. I'm going to slap you across the face.
I know.
What do I want? What do I want? You don't get what you want by fixing things because your brain focuses on what's wrong. It's like saying, I don't know. Your brain can't tell you. All right, I'm moving on. You know how to do this. You're just not doing it, and I love you. Goodbye.
I love you, too.
Susan, you're on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I fell this weekend in my bathroom. I had nothing to drink at all, so that was not a reason. But for some reason, I just fell in my bathroom. I beat myself up really bad, and I just want to know what the heck is going on because I'm still hurting.
So you weren't drinking then. Are you drinking now?
No. I have drunk some since then just for painkillers.
No, Susan, no. Baby, I love you. And because I love you, I cannot let you get away with this.
Okay, fine. I'm being truthful with you, my dear. I will not ever tell you a lie.
Know that. And nor will I tell you a lie. And until you get alcohol completely out of your life, things will continue to happen. That's a true statement, yes.
So in other words, I can't even drink to help me sleep?
Absolutely not.
Bummer. Okay,
well,
fine.
Well, you have a belief that you need a drink.
I'm
going
to listen to you.
You have a belief that you need to drink for some reason. So do you think, guys, and you know, I know this one really well, grew up with an alcoholic father. He was drunk in the morning from drinking the night before. Your head, your energy, your body chemistry completely changes, Susan.
Okay.
There's some. They want to give you a core belief, too.
Okay, good.
Here. Okay, this is how you're betraying yourself. And this is how the God of you must betray yourself. Then, I need a drink too, is a core belief of yours that is creating you betraying what you want to create in your life. Now, we're going to another core belief here.
Okay.
10, 11. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. And that's what you're saying to yourself, sweetheart. I love you, but I'm threatened by you, so I'm going to go ahead and drink. So I don't have to live in my power. I don't have to be accountable for myself. I don't have to be responsible for myself because that power threatens me that I can't do it, which is what you were taught as a child, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you think you need a drink and you don't. Is there anything higher? Let's balance this for everybody. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. I thought you had started AA, Susan.
I did. And then I fell. I have not been to a meeting for a couple of days because of the simple fact that I'm in so much pain.
I understand, but you tell me the truth. Did you stop going before you took another drink?
Oh, no. I kept going. No.
Okay. And in AA, they go, it's fine to drink to go to sleep? No, they don't. I can answer that for you. They don't.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you either create your life the way you want it, or you give yourself an out not to.
I understand.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, my dear.
I hope you feel better. Arnica, if you get some Arnica, that will help.
Arnica.
Arnica is a homeopathic, they're little pellets. Or there's
like
also Arnica cream. What?
Oh, I know what it is. Yes, I've got some. I have
All
some.
Right. Well,
thank
do
you.
It. Okay. All
Thank
right.
you. Because I...
Yep. You bet. Kimmy in Phoenix, you're on.
Hello, Supreme Sexiness.
Yes, I am. What's
yes.
Up,
well,
babe?
we're all Supreme Sexinesses.
Yes, we are.
And congrats on Gabrielle getting married, and have fun next weekend, and happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
I know. There's just a lot to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the great creator that I am, I created me getting into a car accident on Friday. You know, my neck hurts. I created the accident, so.
Yeah, you did, Kim. Why
yeah, I
do
did.
You not want to get where you want to go?
Thank you. I'm thinking I'm getting close to some job offers because one company,
yeah.
I have a second.
They said that before you ever said it. Do you want to get there? Do you want to be there? That's the higher question. Do you want to be there or not, Kimmy? It's really, you got to choose this.
Yes, I'm choosing it. I'm tired of screwing my life. I'm tired of this bullshit that I do to myself.
Okay.
I want to get there.
Okay, no.
No,
you don't want to get
there. I'm already there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm already there.
You're already there. You've got a great job. You get to the job safely. You're happy. You're healthy. You're making lots of money. You're already there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on there. We're going to a core belief. This page here. Okay, so obviously this is for all of us, guys, because it's back to God betrays me, I betray me. If you don't know you're there, you're betraying your own creation. Boy, I've got a big helicopter, yes. Well, guys, look, you can't be trying to get there and be there at the same time. That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like we're trying to, I'm doing this motion, and it just doesn't work.
Well, no, and that, they're saying, see, they're teaching all of us here, that is an example of the patterns that lie in the IDF field. Let me get the very clear statement here so I read it correctly. So around all the patterns that are keeping us from being there, no, they're saying we have to state it in the positive. Around all the patterns in our fields around being there, we direct us to align with all IDF patterns and the perfection they are. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. I mean, you know, guys, again, I've got money literally flying out of the ends of my hair here between the wedding and helping my kids move and all kinds of, you know, taxes. And it's just like, and I just said, universe, bring it in. I don't care how it comes. But I am the creation. I am the money that I am. So come on, let's joyfully match that. Book two films, four conventions.
Woo-hoo!
You know, and somebody said to me, well, yeah, it came in, but look how hard you're going to have to work for it. Now, what does that tell you where their thought process is? When I ask for money, I'm not willing to work for it. And most of us believe that we have to work for it. So we're caught then, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
And do you know, there isn't anything I'm getting ready to do, including being with you guys, that I don't love. I love everything I do. So it's not work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing, Kim. You look at work as not, you haven't matched up love with work. It's taken you so long to get something that you love. So it's like, oh, frick, I got to go to another job interview now. You've got to shift that.
I am working on that, and I thought I was getting better, but
you are
I just
getting
do
better.
It.
You are. Mm-hmm. They're acknowledging that, and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I am there. Already. Okay. Mm. All right, baby. Thank you.
You betcha.
Okay. Miss Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi,
Debbie.
Dee.
Hi, baby.
I'm here. Hi. My question is, I spoke to you probably like 6 ago, may have been a little less time, and you took me to a core belief that I believe, clearly it's not clear.
It's all right. What's your question, honey?
That everybody I love hurts me,
And I felt much better after we had talked, but I feel it coming back up again, and I just want to know how to, like, clear it. And
we
don't
clear things anymore. We redirect them into what we want. Okay? And again, it's the core belief, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me.
Yes.
Or you can put the word hurt me in there. Okay, so what do you want? When I value myself, everyone what?
Loves me.
Yes, and values me. Values me is the highest word. And I experience that.
Okay.
See, that's such a key to things, guys. Like I've told you this story a million times. My brother and his family lived in one of the most affluent places you can live, Bucks County. All I heard all their life is, we don't have enough, we don't have enough, we don't have enough. So ultimately, they lost their home.
Oh, wow.
You have to
I live in Bucks County.
You have. That's why they wanted me to tell you that story. You have to acknowledge your positive experiences. You know what I've been working on? I have been working on really being acknowledged and honored in the acting world, because I notice that I don't feel that I am. And 4 days ago, I got a call that one of the projects that I did wants to submit me for an Emmy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what my that's what you would think. You know what my first reaction was? I'm going to tell you this now, because that's what we're all doing.
Yep.
Was, oh, my God, I didn't do anything in that to deserve an Emmy.
Oh, wow.
And I stopped. I heard it. And I stopped. And I went, thank you, universe. Thank you. I get it. I am acknowledged and honored in my acting field. I got it. It came in. And I'm living in the experience of it. It doesn't matter if I think it was worth an Emmy. What matters is if they think it was worth putting me up for an Emmy.
Sure. Wow. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. You know, but this is what we do, and that's how
I know. And I'm tired of it.
That's what we betray. How we betray ourselves. Well, I was tired of it too. So you keep. I am living in the experience that everyone loves me, and what was the highest word I gave you?
Value.
Values me. And I experience that. Everybody just say that. I experience how valued and loved I am in this world.
How valued and
by
loved.
By all energy. Yeah. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet, flame, golden light. Somebody asked me, why do you do that all the time? When we invoke the symbol and the formula, it neutralizes all but the truth of the statement that we make. The violet flame, the golden light, comes in and washes everything out and shines the light of purity on it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Come on, guys.
I'm a grandmother.
Oh, Debbie, congratulations. what did
Thank
she
you.
Have?
They had a boy, Wesley E. Roy. He was born February 2nd. Seven pounds,
beautiful.
1 ounce. Yeah.
Beautiful, honey.
He's a love.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you see, that right there, do you understand that that's the first acknowledgement of how much you're loved and valued?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see. You didn't tie it together, though, did you?
No.
Look for it.
Well, I did.
Start
I mean,
looking for the places.
Okay.
Okay. Love you, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Love you too, Dee. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I think we should just make this call 2 hours. All right. It's that time. Let's say it loud and let's say it proud and know that you got your answer today. Here we go. I love me. Woo! I love me. Yippee! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.